I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey has gotten used to people protesting against him. But this time, the protests are different. This time, they're coming in the aftermath of a coal mine disaster in western Turkey that left hundreds dead. Today, a big crowd gathered outside the hospital in Soma. That's the town where the accident happened. Some were looking for loved ones still missing. Others protested against the government's poor work safety record. Erdogan responded by promising a thorough investigation. He also said all of Turkey shares in the pain of this disaster. He called it the pain of 77 million. The BBC's Selen Girit is in Soma.
The mood here is full of frustration and grief. Earlier, there was an anxious wait for possible survivors coming out of the mine. But now, it's almost 30 hours since the explosion took place, and the hope has left its place to frustration, as I said, because the energy minister was talking about a carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide poisoning, and what the miners down there had was only gas masks, which could only protect them for 40, 45 minutes. As it's been hours after the accident, the hope that there might be a survivor emerging from the mine has almost totally disappeared. Earlier, I was at a hospital where the injured are being treated, and I saw 13, 15-year-old youngsters protesting against the government, calling for its resignation and chanting slogans like, "It will be your turn if you stay quiet now."
Are you seeing residents of the town waiting there at the mine, hopefully, for their family members? Because I've been hearing these grim reports of just a parade of dead bodies emerging from this mine, being pulled out.
The journalists are not allowed to go to witness the rescue, search and rescue operations at the moment. But TV footage that I have seen earlier showed very intense, very emotional scenes of people waiting for their loved ones at the mine, just waiting to hear some good news.
You mentioned some of these protesters who are really angry. They're shouting at Prime Minister Erdogan, who was actually, I gather, in Soma earlier today. Why the anger directed at the Prime Minister?
The Prime Minister, as you said earlier today, visited this town and gave a speech comparing the disaster that has taken place here to what has happened in Europe in the beginning of 1900s. And he said, well, this is the nature of this job. When you're in mining, these kinds of things happen. That kind of attitude probably was the main reason of the frustration and the protests that took place today. And I have to add one more thing. They are particularly complaining about the lack of mining security in this town. The opposition had asked for an inquiry, a parliamentary investigation to take place about the mining security, particularly in Soma, but that inquiry was rejected by the government just 2 weeks ago. And the people here know about that, and they want more, they expect more from the government now that over 240 people have lost their lives.
The BBC's Selen Girit in the Turkish town of Soma, where that tragic coal mine disaster continues to unfold. Selen, thank you.
Thank you very much, Marco.